With a Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout, you get a great perk out. Because your membership is packed with perks. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month.
Join the judgment-free zone today. Deal ends Thursday, August 10th.
See Home Club for details.
So we are going to do a little special episode because these two are getting married this week. Congratulations, y'all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're excited.
Are y'all ready?
As ready as we're going to be. Yeah.
Good.
I don't know if Tommy's ready.
It's time.
Are you ready?
Let's get ready to rumble.
I don't know if he's ready for real.
I think y'all are ready. I think y'all have done all the work. You have taken your classes. You have talked to each other and talked and learned more about each other. What I know that you went through that whole process, something that like I didn't even do. How was the relationship? Was it relationship or was it marriage counseling? Like, what exactly was it that you had done for all those weeks?
It was a relationship course.
Okay. What did you two, I'll go with you, Lori, first. What did you learn from the course?
So to put it in a nutshell, to just wrap it all up in a bow, I learned patience.
Ooh.
Like for real.
That's a big thing.
But the ultimate thing I learned is to be patient and be compassionate to myself and to my mate.
Okay. Yep. Tell me, what did you learn?
For me, I would say the same thing. But one thing I think for the men, which helped, when we first started out, they had the men all together and ladies together.
Okay.
So we just broke it down, you know, and I think for the men, it helped us and taught us how to really get to know ourselves first.
Okay.
You know, I mean, the ins and outs, the good, the bad, and then that way we can move into the relationship with our significant other or spouse, and we can better understand them because we understand ourselves.
Okay. I like that.
So, yeah.
I see the difference, especially like talking to the two of you and getting into like more depth of who each of you are and our friendships growing. Like, I see the difference now. And even in the two of you, like, it's just so funny, like, hearing this episode back. I cracked up when y'all were talking about going on that walk. And Tommy was power walking because he was just afraid somebody was going to jump out of the bushes or what?
He was afraid of me, honey.
I thought he was going to jump out of it was hilarious. And I think too, as far as like the growth, even Lori, I remember when we did the Runaway Bride episode of you just turned a corner, like a literal corner was turned, and you were like, that's it, I'm not running, this is it, I'm gonna do this. And I love that, because we need more of this. We need more people to be examples like the two of you, like showing that you go through all these things, you go through all these relationships with all these different kinds of people, but you can still find your person. Like, it's totally possible. So I absolutely love seeing y'all grow together. I cannot wait to see y'all get married twice, because it is so special to do it. Let me tell you, it is so fun. So I'm really excited for the two of you.
She did it. That's why she's saying that. And so I'm so excited that happened.
Yes.
So now I have a point of reference.
Yes. And it's really fun to have an anniversary A and an anniversary B. And it's very cool to have like that moment together and then that big moment with whoever is there, however is there. But the most important thing, I think, is no matter how many times you do it, the two of you are always there. And I absolutely love it. So I'm excited to replay this episode for everybody and to give y'all time together as newlyweds. And congratulations. Cheers to both of you.
Thank you.
So excited. All right. That's it. Enjoy the episode. You ready, Miss Lori?
I am.
Awesome. All righty. Well, tell the people what we have going today.
So I have my fiance on this episode with me. His name is Thomas Lagan.
Hello.
Very formal.
I'm so excited to have him on the episode with us. And we're going to share our love story and what we have going on right now.
Yay. I'm excited. Well, welcome, Tommy. Welcome to our little big old show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. And Sylvia is going to just ask whatever's there in her heart to ask us and just chat with us. So
you got my whole story. So I figured, why not? Let's get your whole story. So
exactly. Yeah. Well, so on this episode, we ask what's been better, Tommy.
Okay.
And what's been better usually is the second session. Whenever I have a session with a client, the initial session is, hey, how can I help you? But then when I deal with all their issues and we work things out, any subsequent sessions, I will ask them what's been better.
Gotcha.
Because it's better than starting off with a problem.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So
yes.
If you start out with what's been better, we only deal with better.
Okay.
And then as better continues, life just continues to get better. So
it just it changes your mindset when you have like sessions with Lori, because if you think about like the way most people think about therapy is like, woe is me, something's wrong, I gotta like fix my life, I need help, all these things. And you're only thinking about like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And it's different to sit down with Lori, because Lori is like, no, let's flip that. Let's figure out like what you do have, what is working for you, how is it working for you? So it just, it almost takes you off guard a little bit if you're not prepared for it. But then you start thinking about it. Like, so I always know like when I'm going to have a session with her that day, I'm literally trying to figure out like, oh, I haven't taken a moment today to think about what's better.
Okay.
Cause I know she's going to ask me.
So yeah. It's a total mind shift, because we live in a world of don't, not, I don't want, this is what's wrong. And we don't think about how life is good. This is what I desire, and focus like that. So, So Sylvia, what's been better?
Work, like getting back into actual work space, workflow, and conquering my little checklist every day for the last couple days has been interesting. And I'm like, okay, I could do this. And then having Drew at the other end of the desk to be like, you could do it, keep doing it, is
okay, cool.
You know, a little boost. So
okay, that's so lovely.
So yeah,
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to actually ask Tommy first, what's been better?
Well, we've been going through counseling, and I've been learning a whole lot of things about myself that I didn't know.
So, like what?
The reason why I do some of the things that I do, they have a, what they call an Enneagram. So you answer these questions and then it shoots out, you know, hey, these numbers are what you are. And when I looked at the number, which I'm a number nine, and it has a description of what number nine, I guess, people do and how they live and how they interact with people. So as I was reading it, I said, wow, that's me 100%. So it was very eye-opening, and it's almost scary.
It is a little bit, because you're like, what did I say that made you exactly pinpoint who I am? And I'm actually a combination of Enneagrams, and I have a little nine in me, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
What's your number?
I'm a four and a nine and a little touch of a one, actually.
Okay. So,
but for sure, so I'm a four.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a nine and wing style eight or one, and then a six.
Okay.
Two. Okay. It's in there. So, but yeah, it's, that's been better for me. So I'm all about trying to improve myself, for my relationship and for myself as well.
That's cool.
So that's very what's cool. Been better.
All right. Lori, what's been better for you?
Well, my website is back up.
Yay.
Yes. I have to tweak a couple of things, but other than that, That's good. I had a conversation with my accountant. That's always, I'm not gonna say it's always better because I'm on pins and needles until I talk to her.
Okay.
But we could talk about where I am and how I'm, you know, where I'm going. But it was really good. And okay. So I was really happy about that. All and right. And things are just on the up as far as our podcast. I'm excited about it. I'm mm-hmm. excited about the possibilities. I'm just excited about our future.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all of that's better.
I'm glad.
I don't know if I told you. I don't know if you're familiar with what is it? Mercury being in retrograde. Are you familiar with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've heard about all that stuff. It's a trigger point, but yes.
Okay. Well, Mercury is in retrograde right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when it started and when it's gonna end. Because I hadn't even paid attention to that. I try not to. Oh, okay. But in planning a wedding, you definitely want to plan around that, right?
Okay.
And so, but as I was telling Tommy, I said, there's some weird shit going on right now. And yeah. then I was dealing with a client and the client was talking about how Mercury's in retrograde. I said, yes, yeah. of course, you know, so.
It's a to me, I look at it like the science perspective of Murphy's Law, when like everything that could go wrong is gonna go wrong. So
right.
Yeah. But yes, that's a whole long story to unpack way later. I don't deal well with the signs and the tarot card readings and the none of that.
Mm-mm. Right.
Hell
right.
No. Fuck out of here.
But what it did for me though. It was another exercise in me relaxing.
Okay.
And trusting that everything is going to work itself out.
Yeah.
And not freaking out when things don't go the way I anticipate, because life is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Things will happen. Trees will fall into the highway. Like shit will happen.
Right.
And it's about how we respond to what's happening in our lives.
Yeah. But I'm glad that that's back up, because I know that website was giving you the blues and we didn't need that.
Girl, bye.
But it's fixed and we're good and we can all take a deep sigh of relief. So good. But all right, well, let's get into this.
Absolutely. What you got?
Let's start at the beginning.
All right.
How did you two meet? And let me ask this, because I now know that I need to ask. Do you have the same story as to how you met?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to let Tommy.
Sorry. That's what I was going to say. I'm going to ask Tommy, how did you meet?
Okay, so this is how we met. So a good friend of mine, Johnny, we went to high school together. We were in the band together.
Okay.
We both played in the jazz band, played in the concert band and marching band, and both played saxophone as well.
Okay.
So he invited me over for his annual Christmas party. So went over to the Christmas party and, kind of chatted with, you know, just mingling with people. And the first thing I said to her, there was some grapefruit vodka, I think it was. And I saw her grabbing it and it had just a little swig left in the bottle.
Okay.
And she poured it in her glass.
It was actually moonshine, but I'm gonna keep it pushing.
Yeah, so I just know it was white liquor.
Here we go with the divergent ideas, but okay. Yes.
So I said, hey, didn't it save me any, you know, anything to drink? And she said, I'm sorry, that's it. And bam, that was it. So after that, we kind of talked a little bit. We went downstairs and we started playing spades. So I was playing with another good friend of mine, I think named Sam or Thad, one of them. And I was playing with Tori, I think, right?
Yeah, he didn't know these people. He was playing with my daughter. He was partners with her.
Yeah.
And I was partners with one of his old high school.
Okay, so then you kind of got to see each other's style of playing spades, which is
real.
It's a requirement.
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
Yes. So we did that and
wait, danced. You can't skip over this. Hold on now.
Okay.
Is she cutthroat or is she timid at the table? How does she play space?
She's very competitive.
Okay.
Like, very, very competitive, like, and very vocal and animated. And
so she's cutthroat.
Bam! And yeah, that so type she's cutthroat. Of stuff.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
So, you know,
do you see my face?
Now, see, she's doing that because when we're partners, she's chill and I'm the more animated. But see, when I was playing against her, she turns into a different person.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, she has something to prove. She has to hold her own when she's playing against you. She's trying to beat you. But if she's playing with you, then you have to take the lead at that point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Sylvia.
So the night kind of went on and she said to me, "Hey, what's going on with you? Are you okay?"
I said that while we were playing?
No, afterwards.
Oh.
This was after the space game.
Oh, where was I?
I think we were upstairs. We had gone back upstairs to get something else to drink. And so I said, "What?" Because nobody's ever asked me that.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like just out of the blue. And what's funny is I was actually in a relationship that was fizzing off. Like she was moving back to Illinois in about, what, probably 6 months, somewhere around 6 months time frame. So we had already, we were like roommates at that point. We just, you know, she said, "You know, I want to go back home." And so that's fine. So I was kind of going through that, you know, and when she said that, I was like, "Wow, so do I have it written all over my face or what?" You know, and
you didn't know what, Lori, were you a therapist by then at this time?
Yeah, this was 19.
Recent. And and you know, I just my chipper self, you know, I didn't think I had anything written. It's written all over your face, you know, like the song. Just say the word, right? So she said the word, you know, "Hey, are you okay? What's going on?" So I froze. I'm like, "What?" And she said, "You know, look like you're going through something."
Ooh.
So I just told her, "Hey, I'm in a relationship right now. This is what's going on," you know, just from top to bottom, you know, because I wanted to be upfront with her.
Uh-huh.
You know, with everything. And I wasn't really looking to meet anybody or anything like that. It was just one of those things. And we kind of connected. It was kind of funny. We still kind of connected.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like, wow, she sees me because nobody's ever asked me that. Am I okay? I'm always asking people, are they okay?
I love this.
So that was really... That kind of touched me. I was like, wow. So I started thinking, like, what's going on? Like, do I have this like aura on me that's just, you know?
Right.
And so go ahead. You kind of go from there.
Okay. So
wait, there's more? Okay.
Well, it was the exchange because I don't necessarily remember me even asking him that. But of course I wouldn't because it didn't hit me the same way it hit him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So whenever I asked him that, it must have done something on his end.
And this is still at the Christmas party.
Right. This is at the end. So he's about to leave. I'm chilling because I don't have a little bit to drink. I'm not going home. I'm gonna spend the night with my cousin and I had to go to work the next day anyway. It was like a Saturday night. So I knew I had to go to work the next day and I was gonna spend the night. But before he left, we exchanged numbers.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, as soon as he said he was in a relationship, because this is a handsome young man right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I am I'm single. And when he said he was in a complicated relationship, I was like, fuck. You know.
An entanglement.
Whatever he said it was. When he said that, I was just like, zero. You know, like not that he was a zero, but I'm like, this situation, like, I don't have time for that shit, you know.
Right.
And so in my mind, I'm like, I'm wishing him the best. Peace. You know, I just was thinking next.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know. We exchanged numbers, and it's crazy because he reached out to me before New Year's, because this was Christmas time, Christmas 19.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's right before 20, right?
Right.
And all shit was about to jump off.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, and again, I wasn't thinking anything of of this because he was in relationships, but I was just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my cousin had his birthday, his 50th birthday. Or was it his 40? No, it was his 50th birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, 50.
In February. So it was 3 months later. So I saw him again.
Okay. And you saw him like right before COVID. So yeah.
Yes. Saw him right before COVID. And this time, this dude was like, you could tell he was feeling me.
Hold on.
Okay. So, uh-oh.
This is what happened. What had happened was, so I got to the party first. And I came in and, you know, some of my classmates were there. So, you know, I spoke to everybody and I sat down on the sofa and I'm like, man, so to be honest, I wasn't expecting her to be there. You know, it wasn't like I was looking for her or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So I sat mm-hmm. there for a while, just looking around and then she walked in. And I'm
okay,
like,
wait, hold on. I have to ask this before you go forward. That was her cousin's birthday party.
My first cousin. Yes.
So how did you not know that this lady was going to be there?
I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. I'm serious. I was because, you know, I was on the end of a relationship. So I wasn't trying to start anything. I wasn't, you know, I don't like drama. You know, I'm just,
right.
So I wasn't. My mindset wasn't on that. You know,
okay.
My frame of mind, I wasn't even there. I'm just like, you know, I'm at the party to enjoy myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came through the door and I'm sitting there and I looked around and she said, hey. I said, hey. So she sat down and we just started talking. And she sat there for the majority of the party until he called everybody downstairs to the basement. And that's when they sang happy birthday. And he even came down and played a little sax song, you know, on the saxophone. So it was really nice. And they started playing music. He had a DJ. And we did dance a little bit. So we danced a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really nice. And did anything else happen before I left?
We talked the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. We just talked.
We okay. talked the whole time. This yeah. dude was into me. It's almost like he met me at a club, you know, like.
All right.
He forgot about the person at home that there. I guess the relationship was over. You know, it was like it was almost to say. This, I wonder how this going to be, you know.
Well, see, in all my right. mind, in my mind, everything with that relationship was over. It's just that I'm waiting for her to transition and go back. You know, because mm-hmm. we had gone, you know, when you're in a relationship and somebody tells you, hey, you know, I want to go back home, da, da, da. And they continue to tell you that every like 1 to 2 to 3 months, you know, they just tell. So you're starting to believe them. Okay, this is what they want, you know, so let's just make it happen, you know. And at that point in my mind, I'm just done with it, but we're still physically still in the house.
And you know? You weren't interested in moving back to where were they saying this as like a as more of a question to say you go with them?
Yeah, well, she had asked me that at the beginning.
Okay.
It's a small town about 2 hours south of Chicago.
She asked you to go back with her?
Yeah, at one time she said, why don't you just go back with me? It's a place called Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
And near Urbana.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yep. So it's a very small town, and I grew up in Atlanta.
Yeah, no.
You know, when I was in the military, I spent time in small towns because they have this military, you know, except mm-hmm. for like San Diego, some of the other cities. But I can't operate in small towns.
No.
You know, so I said, there's no way. So right. we just decided, okay, this is what it is. And we had gone out a couple of times. We went to J.R. Crickets and it was like, hey, do your thing. You know, a couple guys, you know, came over to try to talk to her and this and that. I'm like, I'm cool. You know, mm-hmm. it is what it is. So I'm cool with that. So that's where my mindset was. So we danced a little bit.
He jumped back. We jumped back to the party.
Yeah. So we went back at the party and we danced a little bit. I'm like, man, and a few drinks later, I'm feeling good. I'm really relaxed now. So I'm okay. just like, man, so we dancing and I'm feeling her. I'm like, wow, man, this is nice. But still, even though I've had a couple drinks, I'm still in my right mind. I'm not trying to get into an entanglement.
Okay.
Any mess, you know? So right before.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
So right before I got ready to leave, she was on the balcony.
No, that was in December.
Okay, that was in December. Okay, so I was getting ready to leave.
We're in February.
Okay,
now.
So you take it over from here.
Before you start then, Lori, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
You said, and he said, that he was feeling you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel, though?
Well, I already had in the back of my mind, this person is not leaving until August. It's February.
Oh, okay.
So you got March, April, May, June, July, August. That's 6 months. I'm like, for me, I don't deal with that kind of stuff. I'm mm-hmm. not doing that. So whatever's happening tonight, I think you're cool people, but it's a wrap. Like, I think you're a cool person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed our conversation. I just knew it was just going to be platonic.
Yeah.
And okay. That's what that was for me. I could tell he was feeling me. I really could. Like, because he was on me like white on rice. And when one of his boys, the wife of one of his boys about to leave, she gave him this look. And I didn't get it from her. Like, you know how you can give somebody a look?
Mm-hmm.
She looked at him. And then, you know, it was kind of looking at me. And I was like, in my mind, like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
So that look was a thing, because you know how we do.
Yes.
You know, and so there was this look like, do what you doing kind of look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been knowing her for over 20 some years.
Oh, right.
Know? So she knew, you know, the relationships that I was in and the hurt and everything that I had gone through. But I hadn't talked to her in a while. So she was looking like, what's going on?
Right. Okay.
That type of thing.
And I felt it. And you know, you can feel vibes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for Tommy, he didn't seem like that whole person, you know, like that,
right.
That dude that's on some shit. You know, I didn't pick up the vibe that he was just trying to hang out with me for the night kind mm-hmm. of shit. You know, he just seemed like he wasn't a happy person. You know, right. Like he wasn't in a happy situation. So the point was, I got it. If he was single, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get to know you.
You would be interested, basically.
Right. So I got this. So once that whole event was over, weeks went by, COVID happened.
Yeah.
And my birthday's in March. It's the end of March.
Oh, shit.
So it was right when the world shut down. The world shut down on the 21st of
March,
that Friday or that Saturday. So that Saturday was like the 21st. My birthday was the next weekend. So he hit me up and he said he was going to come by and visit.
You are bold.
Very, very much so.
Well, yeah. You have to understand, I was during that period, man, I don't know if it was hell, but you know, when you living in a house with somebody
mm-hmm.
and it's like y'all roommates and you're like, man, I can't wait, you know, till this is over. And mm-hmm. you're not going anywhere. Like, I don't go hang out at clubs or bars or anything like that. So I'm in the house.
Right.
I go to work. I'm in the house and I'm like, oh my goodness. You know? So, you know, I'm like, I got to get out and do something because I'm losing myself.
Right.
You
right.
know, so I hit her up. But before that, I hadn't hit her up or nothing because I was staying true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't trying to start any mess.
Right.
And I made the phone call and I was like, okay, made the phone call.
Yeah. So so I'm just chilling. My family came over because, you know, we are quarantining.
Right.
We didn't know what the fuck COVID was.
No.
What is that? But my birthday is my birthday. So I'm always going to enjoy myself and my family. Birthdays are important.
Okay.
So my brother comes over, my sister comes over. Like, the house is full of the family. So I'm outside and on the patio with my brother, and somebody said, Lori, you have company. I'm like, who the fuck is over here?
Okay.
But I forgot that early on he said, happy birthday. I want to come by and say hello. So I gave my address, but I totally didn't think nothing else about it.
Really? So you weren't like kind of excited?
No. Let me tell you, for me, mm-hmm. if your ass isn't single, what?
This is true.
I don't have nothing. I'm not excited.
And let me say one thing. when I had talked to her before I asked her for her address, but still, I was very hesitant.
Okay.
Very hesitant. And I'm going to tell you what kind of pushed the go button on it. My sister had just moved and she was like, hey, can you come over and hook up my wash and dryer?
Mm-hmm.
And she lives about what, 10, 15 minutes, if cool, that, choo-choo.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe 10 minutes from her. So, you know, I'm saying, okay, well, I can stop by there and then roll around to see Lori mm-hmm. all in one swoop and, you know, stay for a minute and then break out. You know, I'm not trying to stay all night, hang out, nothing like that, because I'm still physically in a situation.
Right.
You know, so I'm not trying to be fighting and doing all this stuff. You know, I'm not trying to go through all that drama, even though we're not physically together.
Right.
But you know how some people are. They,
yes, you know, messy people are messy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I left there, came by her house.
It's so cool to hear backstories because I ain't know none of that.
Yeah.
And oh, so, okay.
So I'm on the patio and then somebody said, hey, Lori, you got company? And I walk in and I see Tommy and I'm like, whoa.
Oh.
It's his first time he walked over, you know, under my threshold. And I'm like, oh, okay, hey, how you doing? You know. So we chatted it up for about, I don't know, 30 minutes. He was telling me his story, you know, about how miserable he is. So I guess I played the counselor, whatever. Life is going to be good. You're going to be all right. Right. I'll holler at you. Mm-hmm. You know, he leaves. And really and truly, for me, my true thought was he was just waiting his time out. And I think he already knew he wanted to hang out with me. I think he really knew in his heart of hearts. I don't know far on his end, but in my mind, I think he knew I was a good catch.
Okay.
You know, I felt him, you know, I figured he was a good guy. He seemed wholesome. I like that. He seemed like a person of integrity. I like that because he, again, he could have pushed up on me.
Mm-hmm.
He could have tried to, you know, play both ends.
Right.
And he never did that, which I felt like those are some good qualities of a good, like a righteous guy, you know,
right.
Especially that's something I wanted. So, and I tested a little bit just to see what's up, you know, and he kind of held his end, like,
okay,
I'm a person of integrity, you know, this is the thing, this is how I am. And I appreciated that.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't like the drama. I was just, you know, I'm not trying, cause I did like her and I'm like, man, she, you know, like I said, the first thing was when she said, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you okay? And nobody has ever cared about, you know, hey, are you? So this stranger
right,
said, hey,
right.
Are you okay? What's going on? You know, so that was the thing right there. And I was very intrigued about that, you know. So that whole time, I'm like, I'm still in a situation. I'm not trying to have no drama. You know, mm-hmm. So I didn't push up. I wasn't trying to, but I was still intrigued by her and like, man, I want to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not trying to get in no mess, you know,
right.
Have her thinking, oh, you just trying to push up on me. You got this chick at home. And, you know, I'm just not about that life, you know, so.
Which he showed that all the way through. And I appreciated that because had he ever, that would have, mm-hmm. this wouldn't be here.
Right.
Because if you're not someone who is honorable, or if you're a person who doesn't have integrity, why would I even waste my time?
Right.
Because
right.
I've overcome a lot of obstacles in my life as far as relationships are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going backwards. I'm only going forward.
And it's good that you already had that mindset and that you were already, you know, on that path and like, I'm going to hold to this path because I've already done that shit. I don't want to revert back.
Absolutely. So, wasn't.
And it's good not that at you all. Could, and you drew somebody towards you who was like, I don't want to deal with drama either, even though he was in a potentially dramatic situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like you knew that other person could turn on a dime and it could be a dramatic situation, I guess. Is that kind of how you're saying, like, it could have been dramatic?
Well, for me.
That's what she's asking.
Yeah.
Like, could have.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, because
okay.
I think sometimes people will say, like, for that situation, it was like, yeah, I want to go back home. I miss my friend, da, da, da. And, you know, she had been saying that for over a year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when people keep telling you this, you start believing and you start thinking, you know what, it's pretty much, it's going to be over. You know, you're just waiting for that final, hey, I'm going to leave, you know?
Okay.
And so for me, and even what's crazy, and I don't know if I ever told you this, that night when I got home, because I think I might have got home at about 11:30. And
what, from my party or from my birthday?
From your house, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So it was somewhere around 11:30. And even during that time, I was like, man, it might be some mess. Because I don't never go anywhere, especially coming home late. Mm. You know, I went by my
sister. He wasn't coming home from my place at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you didn't stay that long.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So you went somewhere else.
No, I didn't go anywhere else.
It wasn't that late, though.
Well, for me, I thought it was late.
Oh.
But,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So when I got home, somebody gets in my face. Where you been? And I was like, really? We not even in that right now. You know, we're done. And you know, and all of that. So I think sometimes, you know, people, even though they say they're done, they're really not done in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that was like crazy for me. And I was like, you know, I don't even want to deal with this. You know, I'm glad you're leaving. I can't wait, you know, and this and that. Because when somebody tells you, I don't want to be in this anymore,
then,
I'm going to honor that. I'm like, hey, whatever you want. You want to go home? Cool. Right. I'm good. You know?
Right. But for me, Sylvia, mm-hmm. if you under the same, you know, if you're in the same spot.
Yeah, if you're living together.
Right. That shit ain't over.
Right.
Yeah. But see, for me, I had never been in that situation before.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if you tell me, hey, we're done, I'm just listening to you and I'm giving you what you want. So I'm not holding on to anything. I'm like, okay, that's what you want. And then you're acting like, hey, we're done. I'm cool. We go out, right? We go to J.R. Crickets and you're like, hey, you know, if somebody come talk to me, are you going to be cool with that? I'm like, I'm cool.
Yeah, but they're still.
But see, you're entangled. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But see, for me, I've never been in that situation, so I'm thinking, okay, whatever. You know, I'm not thinking some woman gonna come up and try to talk to me because, you know.
But even if a woman did, she would lose her mind. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
See, she can say whatever she wants to say.
Yeah, I have never been in that type of situation, like drama like that.
One-sided.
Yeah.
This person gets to have their cake and eat it too, and
right.
keep up the shit and do. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay. So fast forward.
Okay.
When does that situation end and you two begin? Do you have to wait till August?
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I was, what's crazy is I was in and out, man, because as the time is winding down, you know, and I don't, like I said, I don't go anywhere. And I'm thinking, man, I really like our conversation, you know, between me and Lori. I'm like, man, that's cool. And so it's like picking at me. It's just picking like, call her, you know? And I'm like, I ain't trying to get in no mess, but I did call her a couple times. And I think, what was it, around July 4th, I think? She invited me over where she said, hey, let's go get something to eat.
Okay.
And I was nervous because I'm like, man, I'm just.
Whew. You still got like 30 days left.
Yeah, but I'm still nervous because I'm in this situation and anything might jump off. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to get in that mess.
And
you know?
This is me testing.
And I'm nervous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but see, you know, I don't like when people try to test you. And to that's playing games, though, for me.
Anybody playing games.
And I could see both sides. Yeah. Lori is testing the situation in order to figure out, does she even want to continue the situation?
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't like being tested because you're like, don't fucking play with me. I said what I said. Yeah, I'm going to do.
Yeah, but he doesn't know.
But yeah, you don't know that the other person is testing you unless they tell you, like, see, that's why you messed up, you know, whatever, because they're waiting on you to do it.
And but he wanted to see me.
This is true.
But in my head, I'm still hesitant. I'm like, man, should I do this? Man, I don't know. You know, I'm. That's where I was, to be honest. You know, so go ahead.
So all right, we're going to cut this other lady out. The other lady finally leaves.
This is before that, though. This is July 4th when Lori asked me out. She said, hey, let's go grab something to eat. So I let her.
So the lady is still here.
Yes. Yeah, she's still there. So he came over, and this is funny because, like, I'm kind of feeling him at this point. So I might say hello, or I might, you know, how are you doing? You know, so I asked him, it's hilarious. So I asked him what was he doing for the 4th of July? Right. And he said, I don't know. I got to check in with my daughter. I'm like, who the fuck? What? Like,
and,
who does
and
that
for
shit?
For me, to be honest, like my daughter, she spends holidays and stuff, but I was in that nervous, you know, so that came out.
You were trying to do anything at this point.
Yeah,
you were,
I was like
panicking
like,
a little bit.
Yeah, because I didn't know what to say. I'm not a player, so I ain't got, you know, a book of
you didn't have
rhymes.
Any game.
Yeah, a book of rhymes. Not I call it rhymes. You know, I didn't have a book, you know, where I could just pull out and be like, oh,
but
wait,
I
you know,
such and such. Yeah. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate
that.
Well,
yes, I can too, but I'm like, this dude got
I mean, is your daughter younger though?
Yes, she's like 20.
Oh,
like,
well, no,
she was college.
She
had just got the 19. Yeah, she was 19.
No, she was 18 at that time.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. She wasn't a kid. But she was in college, and so I'm like, what
but
the
that's
hell?
That's what came out.
Right. Yeah. So that's what came out, which is hilarious. And I'm like, whatever. It's very wholesome. Rated G. You know,
very.
I'm still cool with it because I'm like, he could have been saying some other bullshit.
Right. He could have
been lying.
Yes.
Right.
So, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Really, babe?
Yeah. Okay. I was nervous because she was like real just relaxed, man. And, you know, I'm just, and I could feel it. And I'm like, whoo, man.
And I guess that could be a little bit intimidating if the other person is playing it very cool and you're like, wait, do you even like me? I get that you called me to ask me to go get something to eat, but like, what is this about?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's straight platonic. Like, again, he ain't ever trying to kiss all on my face and hug, like, none of that. It's
right.
We ate. We went to this Jamaican restaurant. We ate a little bit. We went to a park and went for a walk. And this is how I knew his ass was nervous. We just going on a.
This is hilarious, guys. Yeah. This is really hilarious right here because I was just trying to just walk through the park and get back to the car and go home. So, but somebody else had other plans.
I was just like, hey.
Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time, Lori.
I was just chilling, right? So I'm like, hey, I just wanted to take him to this park that I walk in. His ass was walking like 20 miles a minute. Like, he walking. He walking like his life depends on
it. I was nervous, man. I'm telling you.
I could feel it. He was moving. Like, ain't nobody trying to go on no fast ass while we ain't exercising.
And this is what she said. Hey, can you slow down? Why are you walking so fast? And it took a second. Look, it took a second for that to register because I'm focused. I'm like, where does this trail end? You know. And when she said that,
you gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta get out. Man, I'm trying to get out of here because I don't know who's stalking in the trees looking at me.
Oh Lord!
You know?
See,
I'm nervous.
That's
I'm,
guilt shit.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
guilt.
Nervous.
Yeah, and so
so I stopped and looked at her and I said, "What do you mean?" She's like, "You walking so fast." And I didn't even realize I was just walking,
He was blowing smoke. Like
I could believe.
He was beating people jogging and shit. Like, that's how fast he was walking.
He was terrified.
Who knew? I didn't know. So I'm like, slow your ass down for real, because I ain't trying to break no sweat on this leisurely walk here.
Right. Yeah.
So
but I didn't know it was a leisurely walk.
I don't know why you didn't.
Thank you. Because
we didn't know anything because your brain was like, I'm going to get in trouble for doing this.
Thank you. That's all he was on. Mm-hmm. He was like, that old girl on the end was going to beat the shit out of him with it.
Tell you, man, I don't like the drama.
Oh my
man.
God. Oh my God. But this, I'm glad we're having this conversation so he can really get the fact that I felt what he was dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to play that shit off, but the truth was, he was over it, but he was also afraid of old person because.
Well, this is, I'm going to be honest. And I know most guys, I don't know most guys or whatever, but the guys that I've known when I was in the military, they didn't care about women's feelings.
Of course
and for
not.
Me, even though we're in that situation and the time is winding down, I'm still thinking about your feelings. I'm not trying to do something that's going to bring up issues. And you know, then you start immediately, the switch is flipped on. Like, oh, you've been doing this the whole time. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm just not, you know, and I know you're not supposed to worry about what people think of you, but that was my thing. You know, I don't want this person to think that I've been doing this, like Lori said, I'm a hoe and I'm doing this thing the whole time. That was really what I was worried about.
Right.
When I should have been worried about, you know, because she didn't care about my feelings, you know, but, you know, I didn't want to, you know, hurt her feelings in whatever manner that might have been.
But this is a mark of being a good human.
That's all. Right.
So, yes, you were thinking about her feelings, but also you're just a genuinely good person. Like, I don't even know you and I know you're a good person. You know what I'm saying? Just off of like stuff like that, because, yeah, you could have been like, yeah, fuck her. I don't care. Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna do whatever. I'm trying to get on Lori. You know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You could have been like, you gotta move out. It's the middle of COVID and I can't stand you. I don't wanna be here. Get out. You know what I'm saying? You
could have get done the fuck out right now.
Exactly. Especially how people were responding when it was like, go home and sit down during the lockdown, like at the beginning of COVID. Mm-hmm. And you already don't want to be with this person. Yeah. A person like me would have been like, bitch, get out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm not gonna deal with this.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I will fast forward. So after that, that was like the last really time that I got a chance to hang out with him.
Hold on. Tell her what you was expecting me to do on that walk, though.
I don't know.
Remember you said you thought I was going to kiss you?
Maybe. I don't remember, though.
Yeah. Oh. So later on, she told me that she thought I was just going to grab her and kiss her.
Nah, he was trying to power walk. He wasn't thinking about doing that.
No, not even. I'm glad he didn't, because again, if he did, all this would have been off.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Even if I expected it or wanted it, because mind you, I had been attracted to him from day one.
Okay.
But I just still had to like allow myself to let life happen, right? But it did come to an end. So right around the beginning of August, I was done. I didn't give a shit when she left at this point. I was like, I don't care. I'm not waiting for no dude. I felt like I was waiting for him.
Okay.
And I even said that to him. I said, I'm not waiting for you. If something happens, if I happen to meet somebody, it's a wrap. So somebody from my past reached out to me like around the beginning of August, and he lived up in Maryland. So he was like, hey, come visit. And I was like, bet, I'm coming to visit. At the same time, my mom and my sister and her new husband and my dad were living in Pensacola, and they were like asking me to come visit too. And this is in August, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the visit up in Maryland, when the guy asked me to come visit, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go visit him. Forget this dude. He got some entanglement shit going on. I don't want to be bothered with that. Like, I'm over it, you know. But it kind of fell through.
Okay.
And I was like, and that's like how life would have it. Because had I gone up there, it really would have been a done deal, you know. Okay. But it just kind of fell through because he had some other things that he had to do, and he wanted to move it to another weekend. But the other weekend wasn't going to work because I was going to see my family in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like now the third weekend.
Yeah, this was August, around August 16th.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And so now
he knew the whole date.
Right, right. Well, so now I'm driving to Pensacola to visit my family, my mom and dad and my sister and her husband. And it's COVID. You know, it's still cold. Yeah. It's still kind of new because people.
You see, you know, my eyebrows are up because I'm like, you left the house, but all right, go ahead.
Right. It was wild, but it was a lot of shit going on. So on my way, and I'm driving, I'm listening to my music and chilling and stuff. And I stopped and I went to Mellow Mushroom. I'm in Montgomery and I'm just doing, you know. And so I get a text from old dude, Tommy.
I'm driving around. I'm driving around. COVID, ain't nobody on the streets. So I'm just riding around. Top down.
August
just
was a good time, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. Right.
It's so a good days of COVID.
He hit me up and I was like, what? And I'm looking at my phone like, what, you know. So he said, hey, or whatever. And I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, I'm over it.
You had tapped out. Uh-huh.
I'm over it, you know. So I text him, hey, how are you doing? You know, and they ain't thinking nothing about him, right? So had my whole visit with my family and shit. Like, it was fun. Mm-hmm. So Monday rolls around, ready to bounce back out home, get ready to start seeing clients on Tuesday and stuff. And this dude called me on my way home because he's excited, old girl, to move out.
Okay.
I ain't thinking about her move. Like, again, I'm done with this shit. So I don't mm-hmm. know that she moved out, but he's excited that she moved out.
Yeah, but part of me, let me just say this one thing. Part of me, like, I was glad she was gone, but then I was thinking, I'm feeling Lori, but, you know, I don't want to make no decision at this point in my life. I don't want to make no decisions on being in a relationship because okay. this whole thing, I'm just like, I'm over it. I'm just like, man, I'm done. This thing, you know, I done mm-hmm. spent, I done wasted time in this previous relationship for no reason and just, you know, I'm just over it, you know? And so that's how I felt, but I called her. And she was on the way home.
So you got a long drive up 65 and then a crossing up 85. And that's a lot of hours to be talking.
Well, we didn't talk like that.
Okay.
He just called, you know, to say how I was doing, whatever, whatever. And then that next weekend, we started hanging out. And we never stopped hanging out.
Oh, so what changed your mind, Lori, that there was a free and clear situation?
I think the date, like, I was hanging out with my daughter like that next weekend and we had gone out, we were just going out of town and I think I responded back to a message from him and he said that, he wasn't really doing anything. So I said, hey, come by and visit. And when he did, he came by and visited and we had a great conversation. We had a great time and it just continued from there. So that's like 2 years in now, because okay. it's what, September. And so now that we are engaged, we got engaged back in March
of
this year, 2022. We got engaged in March and now it's about really fine tuning because like I shared with you before, and this has nothing to do with Tommy, I'll find a reason to break up, yeah. you know, because sometimes I get triggered from past relationships and mm-hmm. then also my own worthiness, my sense of worthiness. And so I have to remind myself, I'm totally worthy. Right. I'm totally worthy to have the kind of relationship that I desire. And so I got to be the person that I need to be so that I can have the relationship that I desire to have. And so when he said we're in counseling, there's this course that we're taking on learning ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can be the people that we desire to be in this marriage, but at the same time in this like co-creation of things, okay. you know? And I so, right. And so, and I wanted that because I'm like, I'm not trying to get married to someone if I don't truly know myself and he doesn't truly know himself. So this has been a beautiful walk. It's been a beautiful journey in us learning each other.
I love that. Like, have you it in the process of, okay, so basically you have like all of 2021 to kind of, this is how I do this, this is how you do that. At what point did y'all start living together and that transition?
It didn't take long because this is my mindset. I'm 50, now I'm 51. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're only 3 months apart and there's so many similarities between us. And 7 is one of my favorite numbers because it symbolizes completion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have so many 7s in our relationship.
Okay.
Like you wouldn't believe. And so as we start to get to know each other, we found out how close we were. Okay. Like for instance, I'm an Aries. He's a Sagittarius. We're fire signs. It's only 3 fires. It's only 3 signs. I think, what is it, 4? I think you got water. I think air. Fire and earth, right? So there's only 4. And the chances of us both being fire is amazing. It's just wild. And so, and then he's on the 28th, his birthday's November 28th, on March 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Just too many to even consider. But at the same time, it's like us really finding out who we are and learning each other. It's just been, to me, amazing.
And not only that, what's kind of really flipped the switch for me is finding out what her Enneagram number is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm reading it, it's kind of bringing some things to light. Like, oh, that's why she does that.
It's putting it in
and
focus.
This and that. Yeah, so it allows you to understand your mate more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of operate, I guess, in a better manner, because you understand these things about her, you know, why she does certain things and that way. So, you know, what you don't understand, what you didn't understand before, you like, why does she do that? You know, and it's like, ah,
right,
you know,
right.
and it picks on your nerves. But now it's like, oh, that's who she is. I understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess too, knowing your number helps you understand why you respond to her.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
In that the way, whatever the manner is that you respond to her.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
So when you ask about us like cohabitating or getting together,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I ain't getting any younger. And I do know that you're going to learn about a person faster when you move in. Like when you live with that person.
Hello?
Right?
You know
so
I know.
I was like, I don't have shit to lose. If this mm-hmm. shit goes south, it goes south. So 2 months into us talking, because this is the other thing. We met in 19, like the end of 19, December. And then we met each other again in that February of 2020. Mm-hmm. So we talked a lot that date, you know, and you learn a lot about people when you talk to them.
Yes.
And so I had that whole time to just chat a little bit here and there. And so by the time we actually got together in August of 2020, I said to myself, if he's cool people, we're gonna get together, you know, because mm-hmm. I had already had it in my mind. I don't know what he was thinking, but by October of 2020, we moved in together. Because I was like, I don't have shit to waste. I don't have time to waste and I don't have shit to lose. And I said, let's come, you know, like wherever he was staying, it was a lot of money, mm-hmm. you know? So I said, you don't need to be spending that kind of money. Let's combine some things. And if things don't work out, we'll just go separate ways. But it's been great. It's been beautiful.
Obviously, and for all of that to work out in a pandemic, mm-hmm. like that's how you know, like that's supposed to work.
Yeah,
because COVID was not nice to a lot of people, and mm-hmm. I think that is beautiful hearing stories of it not being a factor.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like COVID has inserted itself into so many people's relationships and ripped people apart and pushed people apart. And hearing your story and telling our story and hearing like, it was fine. Yeah. What COVID? You know, like we were home chilling.
Yeah,
we were getting to know each other.
Exactly. We've had a great time. We've had some of hiccups just like any other relationship. It's not like it's been like all
daisies and glitter.
Cream. Mm-hmm. Right. All of that. But we've learned and we've been dedicated to each other.
That's what's up.
You know, and when you come to our home, it's a home. It's mm-hmm. it's like you'll just love it. And we've done so many things together. And like I told you, like our backyard, you know, we come in, it's so welcoming.
When y'all built that retaining wall, I said, that's it. Go ahead. Put a stamp on it. They are together.
Oh my God.
Because a whole retaining wall, nobody's doing that.
Right. No. He's a true partner. And I push him. I mm-hmm. push his ass, you know, and I know he's like, please, not one more thing. Get up.
Because I'm laid back, man. I'm just like, hey, man.
He laid back, so laid back, almost lazy. And it's cool, you know, because the thing is, we just have to push each other. And he pushes me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I appreciate how we dance. It's a beautiful dance.
Yeah, but for me, I think what changed for me, you know, I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps. So for me, everything has to be on. You know, you're focused all the time. And when you spend so much time in the military and you get out, you know, that's still a part of you. You know, that's in your blood. So I'm still that way. But I got to a point in my life as I'm getting older, I said, you know what? I can't stress about the craziness, you know? Let me back off a little bit. Let me relax a little bit more because I'm just strictly drill sergeant, right. You know? And so when she says like laziness, it's just me relaxing a little bit more because I don't want to be that strict person, you know? So I think, hey, that can wait. You know, or
and it drives her crazy.
It's not
that
serious, yeah,
right.
You know,
yeah,
because you're in that mindset of like, if you don't do it, if you drop the ball, somebody could die if you don't do whatever you're supposed. My mom was married to a drill sergeant. I know. My dad would come home. I was telling Lori way back at the beginning when I was describing my dad. My dad would come home. You remember Major Payne?
Yep.
In the full outfit, hat and boots, and would scare the shit out of us. And my mom would be like, Jim, you're scaring the kids. Change your clothes. At least take the hat off before you come in this house. So I know everything being, you know, meticulous and in place. And I know exactly what you mean. So to be able to be in a relaxed space where everything isn't going to end, the world isn't going to end. Yeah. Nobody's going to die if you don't. Well, y'all don't like dishes, but we had that conversation. But if something doesn't get done, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it took a while for me to really get that because, trying to transition from the military to civilian sector, it's very hard. You know, people don't, their work ethic is not like yours.
Right.
You know, and it's taken a very long time. Even to now, it's hard, you know, day to day. It's hard dealing with stuff because that is still a piece of who I am. You know, it's been embedded inside of me, you know. But, you know, I've relaxed a little bit more, you know, because Lori knows some things, like things that I'm really passionate about. Oh, it has to be on, you know, or I'm not, it's not going out, you know. So, but yeah, and she, you know, it kind of picks on her every now and then, you know.
You know, the thing about it, like, I'll get on him about, you know, saying he's going to do something and it kind of doesn't get done. And I'm like, dude, you said you're going to do this and it didn't happen. And then he'll get on it. But like, for instance, we had a big event on Labor Day, like the Sunday before Labor Day. And when I tell you, when he says he's going to do something at a time, for me, I'll just merge all the shit together. Like 12, 1, 2, 3. I don't give a shit. That's going to happen. He's like, I'm going to do this at 10 and then I'm going to do this at 11.
Right.
And it's done. You know what I mean? And he's like, and I'm thinking, shit, he went, did whatever he needed to do. And I'm doing something else, you know.
She's totally on a different schedule. Like the night before I put in my notes on my iPhone. I said, okay, at 10 o'clock, I'm doing this. At this time, I'm going to be done with that. I'm going to transition to this. And I had it in point. And she was like, okay, at this time, I'm going to do this. And then I looked around. She was doing the working on the retaining wall. That wasn't even in the plan. For this was the 4th of September. We observed Labor Day on the 4th. This is when we're having a big party, everything. So the morning of the party, now we got all this stuff. You know, she said, I'm gonna do the kitchen, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna mop the floors, I'm gonna da da da. She's doing a retaining wall.
Because that's more important. You see what I'm saying? Like, that shit was important. Like, we had to have that in my mind. I needed to have it done.
Okay, I was about to say it was more important to you at that time.
But see, things changed, though, because before that, she was like, oh, we can just finish it after the party. So me, I'm like, okay, I'm good because I can focus on the party. Let's get things done, knock it out.
Right.
And then 2 o'clock. She's still on the retaining wall. Now, people are supposed to come over. We told them, what, 3:30?
Oh, Lord.
Folks came at 3:15. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? It's 3:30.
Yes.
Like, no. So early.
So I'm thinking to myself, because I see the week of, I'm seeing the future. And, you know, she's talking about this retaining wall. And I'm like, there's no way. Because I took that Thursday off. And then that Friday, I had to help my daughter move. So I'm matching everything up with hours. How many hours is going to take this? You know, we're not going to get to that.
That's the military.
You know, and I'm thinking we are already burnt out because we've been working on a lot of projects.
Yes.
So I'm seeing by the party, we're going to just be gone.
Mm-hmm. Just know? Relax, so just chill, yeah. Just so, lay back.
Yeah. So I'm telling her, hey, Lori, hey, we're going to stop at this time. Okay. And we went somewhere and came home and she was like, I'm just going to put a couple layers on the retaining wall. And this is like, look, this Lori. Is like 8 o'clock.
This is before the party.
Yeah, this is before the party. It's like 8 o'clock at night. It's dark, you know, and I'm like, there's no light out there. And she's like, yeah, I want to. So I'm just saying, you know what? I'm going in the house. So I went in the house. I'm like.
Which was good for him because don't get involved in what I got going here.
Yeah, this was going on in her brain and all this stuff. And so long story short, we after the party, she was like, you know what? I get it now. Because I would mention, because I don't want to start any, you know, issues, anything,
he knows, but now.
I would say little things like, hey, can we stop at 7 o'clock today? And because I just want to chill with my boo, you know?
Nope.
And she's like, you know, 7 o'clock roll around. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let it go. So I just let it go. But after the party, though, she Ashley said, you know what? I get it because I am so tired.
I was exhausted.
You know, I'm just ready to go because we were leaving to go to San Diego too, like 2 days later.
Oh my goodness, Lori, you put all of this heaped on your own self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I worked.
But then at least you realized though.
Yeah.
I did. I learned from it. Yeah. And which again is about learning, right? Mm-hmm. And if you put the pride aside, and you recognize what can I learn from this individual and what can they learn from me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning so much from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that he's learning from me. I love this dude, man. I love it.
Just to hear her, because you know, most people, they're stuck on pride. They're not gonna say, hey, you know what? I see what you were talking about. I get it. You know, I apologize, but I get it. You know, but she came to me and said, hey, I understand now. You know, and I appreciate you, you know, taking the back seat, you know, not pushing me and this and that. You kind of let me do my thing, you know, but I get it. And that meant so much to me to hear that.
Awesome. Yeah, because he let me fall. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes, even with your children, and again, as we're sharing our story, this is, and just being us being vulnerable, because we don't have to share this shit.
Mm-mm.
But it's about sharing this with our tribe, you know, our community of people who believe in us and who listen to us. And I'm so thankful for our audience being able to share this because it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. If you have children or you're in a relationship, it's about really learning each other and trying to grow with each other, you know? And so I really want to grow with this person and he really wants to grow with me. And I'm very thankful for it.
Yeah. And it's in all aspects of life, though, not just this portion of, hey, you were working on the retaining wall and I knew you're going to be tired. You know, this transition into other areas of your life, maybe work or other relationships with maybe your family or something like that. And like Lori said, it's not about the pride. Like all of us, we're human beings. We make mistakes, you know, but I think the key thing is, like I talked about the Enneagram, you know, knowing yourself, you know, and just say, you know I do this sometimes. Sometimes I drop the ball on things. Sometimes I'm lazy. And as long as you accept that and know who you are, you can operate in life so much better. You know, just be honest with yourself.
Okay. I got one question before we wrap this up, because it's the only thing that we haven't talked about is this engagement. Okay. So, when you proposed, was it very like military planned out, plotted out? You had everything lined up?
Yes, it was.
Or were you laid back? Oh, it was.
No, it was, because I wanted to make sure, because we had a wedding that we were going to go to. It was in Jamaica.
Yes.
And we left
at the beginning of this recording.
Yeah,
it was. Yep. Uh-huh. And we were supposed to fly out Friday morning. And so we had ordered the ring and the ring was coming in. Well, it was, they told us it would be back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I was like, oh man, that's going to be close for the trip and this and that. So maybe I can get it back you know, before the trip and then ask her on the trip. But then I said, nah, because we're going there for a wedding. I don't want to take anything away from the couple that's getting married, right, you know. Yeah. So I don't want to do that, you know. So I call the manager and I said, hey, you know, I wanted to know if you could get call the people that's doing the sizing and the setting of the stone, call them and see if we can get the ring back by that Wednesday, you know, because we're leaving out on Friday. So I'm thinking, man, he said, let me check. So he called me back and said, yeah, we can get it in that Wednesday. Okay. So I'm thinking, because I'm calling the manager because they can make anything happen, right? If they can't make it happen, then it's not going to happen. I'm cool with that. But he told me, yes, it can happen. You can come by and pick it up. So I'm like, cool. So
Mercury must have been a retrograde.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he about to have the same story? Lori, was your engagement like my engagement? The ring didn't show up on time?
No, it. Oh, my goodness, man.
Lori,
so,
your face.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so this is what happened. So on that Wednesday, I get a text, and I had already talked to Lori. I get a text. It was a voicemail.
Okay.
And it was from the jeweler.
Who sent you the text?
Lori sent me the text. She sent me, now the jeweler, it wasn't the manager. He's on vacation. And I'm thinking he would pass down the word. Because I told him, hey, this is very important. This is on the, like Mara would say, the secret, right? So he didn't tell the young lady that we had dealt with before. We dealt with her and him at the same time, you know, but I'm calling the manager because I've been in a manager position where, hey, I'm going to make things happen. I'm going to make sure everybody knows what's going on for this man, right?
So he tells, that manager tells the person who had been working with us the whole time. And, you know, for me, I already know if a person's been working with us the whole time, they're going to relay the message.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Lori, you already knew?
No. Well.
Yes.
You already knew about the ring?
Yes, I did.
She called and left a message on her phone.
Oh, my God.
And told me the ring was ready to pick up.
So this is Wednesday. This is that Wednesday. We're leaving for Jamaica on Friday, right? So this Wednesday, so she sends me, I'm working. I get a text with the voicemail. So I listen to it. And when I tell you, everything went some all the way down. I'm like, no, it was
slow
motion.
So they just blew the whole surprise.
Yep.
Yes.
So now meanwhile, I'm like, okay, go get the damn ring. I now know.
It's over now. Whatever.
You didn't tell this part. So she called me, right?
Uh-huh.
And she says, hey, did you get my text? I said, yeah, I got it. I said, you know, and she said, I want to pick it up today. So I'm trying to save the plan, you know. I'm trying to save the plan. So
it's over.
Now, you know, she can be like focused, and I ain't gonna say stubborn. I'm say focused on things, right? She's stubborn. Yeah. So she says, no, when you get home today, I want to go pick up the ring. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do it today. I'm tired. Let's do it tomorrow.
Nope.
So of course she's, you know,
because her whole moment has been ruined.
Yeah,
because
I'm not thinking he's gonna propose.
Yeah,
I'm
like, not thinking
we,
that.
We she's already
like, older. The ring is in. Let's go pick it up.
Right. I'm thinking I want to have this ring when I'm in Jamaica.
Yeah.
He's talking about picking that shit up after we get back.
I have like a little bit of confusion. Lori, did you already know you were getting engaged?
I didn't know he was gonna propose.
We went
like
and picked out the ring.
We just
knew that there was a ring and that it existed and all of that.
Right.
Okay.
I know the ring that I wanted. Because like you were saying, this is not traditional for you. It wasn't traditional for us.
Yeah,
either.
I wanted her to have the ring that she wanted. You know, not just something that I picked out and then she's like, well, it's all right, you know.
But
yeah.
I didn't know he was gonna propose.
Yeah. So like, you know, I had on a low, the secret low, you know. Mm-hmm. So she tells, so of course I can tell that she's a little upset when I tell her, no, let's just do it tomorrow, which is Thursday.
Not tomorrow. He said when we get back.
Yeah. That's right. When we get back. But
no,
see, that was
no.
But that was part of the plan because I wanted her to be like,
so surprise.
Okay, and let it go. And be like, you know, and only, you know,
he just blew it though. You know what I mean? Because right. he didn't know what was in my mind. I didn't want to be coming back.
She didn't communicate what was going on. Her
ring. I wanted to have a ring when I was in Jamaica.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
So now you're pissy because you're like, where's the damn ring? Let's just get it over with.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I'm on the phone, she was like, okay, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. So I'm like, wow. So the whole time, this was about noonish, this is around lunchtime. So I left work at 3:30. I get in the car and it's bothering me. It's just pulling on me, man. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get away from this. I know she's going to want da, da, da. So I called her.
Okay.
And I said, listen, this is what it is. And I said, this is what the plan was. I called a guy last week. Da, da, da. I just laid it out.
He told his own story.
Yes, I just laid it out.
How did you she feel wasn't budget. Then, Lori?
She wasn't budget. Even more.
Oh God!
I'm like, why you tell your story? Because for me, I would have come up with some elaborate thing and said, you know, I'm getting that ring or something, but I wouldn't have blown my cover.
No,
he blew his cover.
No, she wanted to pick it up that day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm finna just let it out because. When I go home, she's going to want to go pick that ring up.
Yeah.
You know, so what I did, I just told her and she was like, oh, man. So she was still at work. So I still went and picked up the ring. She didn't know it. She didn't know it.
Okay.
I didn't even care anymore.
Yeah.
At that
she
point.
Was done. Yeah, she was done. So that's kind of, I was like, good, you know, she was just over it, you know. So I went and got the ring. So we were at home. You know, I picked up the ring and everything.
And now it's Thursday.
Yeah, so it's Thursday.
Okay, so it's the next day. Okay.
Yeah.
So you had let it go a little bit, Laura. You're still like a little,
I'm
you're
done.
Still seething a little.
No, I wasn't seething. No, I didn't give a shit. I was a wreck. Yeah. I didn't care anymore. If he proposed, or if he didn't propose, I knew it had the ring. I just didn't give a shit anymore about it being me being in Jamaica with the ring.
Yeah, but she didn't know. I didn't know I had the ring.
He blew
though.
The cover. So I was just bothered.
Yeah, she thought at this point when she was done, she was like, oh, well, we'll just get it when we come back. But she
so
didn't
you
know
still didn't know that he
ring.
Went to, okay.
No. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is Thursday and she's in the bathroom. I went, because I put it in the closet. So I went to the closet and I'm like, I'm just going to go on and do it now, right? So she's doing something on the back of her. She's putting her robe up or she's doing something. So I walk through. And I fell down to my knee. I was like, oh, my leg gave out. And I went down.
And I'm still annoyed with him, so I could give two shits.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah.
You didn't care if he was hurt.
No. And so he had already hurt his knee, too. I was like, figure this shit out.
So I'm like, And I'm like, help me up. So she looks at me.
But once he looked like he was in pain, I was like, oh, shit, I do need to pick him up. So I went to try to help him up.
Yeah, so she went to help me up. And I said, bam! Like, God, will you marry me? And she looked and she was like,
Yeah, that was really, he did it. He did it his way. And it worked out because it was better to do it like that than to do it in Jamaica. Because that, to me, now as I think back on it, it might have been a little grandstanding or whatever.
Yes, it would have.
Right. And the way he did it was so genuine and it was so sweet. And then I kind of felt bad because I was going to let his ass sit there on the floor.
Because she looked at me. Look, she looked at me like, you better get up. And I'm like, I can't move. Yeah.
So that was sweet. And so that's how he proposed. And it was really sweet. And I still had my ring going to Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
Right.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah. That's, so it all worked out. But I was just so. And so when I went, this is the thing I forgot. When I went to pick up the ring, the lady was like, I am so sorry.
She should have been.
She was really, oh my goodness. She's like, I am so sorry.
She messed up the whole thing. Yeah. Well, it's still, you know what though? It still worked out.
Because yeah,
it was
did.
Supposed to work out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because this is a real love story.
It really is. Thank you, Sylvie. I love your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for telling your story. Thank you for sharing like so many nuggets, so many lessons and so much encouragement. Like I'm sure that this will encourage so many other people. And especially, you know, y'all have been married before, you've been divorced, you've been through this life, you've had all of these things, you have children, and you still manage to find your person.
Yeah.
And you still manage to walk this life together. Oh, so I appreciate y'all, and I really hope that, yes, this was encouraging to others. And yeah, thanks for listening.
All right.
And I want to thank you guys for having me on.
Yay,
been,
we're so grateful.
A blast.
Thank this ain't so gonna be last. He'll be back.
No, you'll be back. We have to get the four of us. We have to get the four of us together.
Yes.
That yeah, I want to do.
That'll be hilarious.
Yes.
All right, guys. Love y'all. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok @whatsbeenbetterpodcast.
Thanks for listening.